back to another episode of Why I Hate This Movie. I'm your host, Derek Rios, and with always my co-host and heterosexual life mate, Danny Newton. How you doing, Danny?
Pretty good, Derek. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Today we're going to be talking about, in honor of Carl Weathers, Action Jackson. This was 88, I believe?
I think so.
It was a year after Predator. Mm-hmm. So he'd already done 4 Rocky movies and died out, did Predator. And while on set, he was talking to the producer, and one thing led to another, and it was like, they came up with the idea for this movie.
Yeah.
Of a police force lieutenant who is fighting super villains.
Hair metal ninjas?
Yes.
Yeah?
You know, this wasn't a bad movie.
Over control of the auto workers union, by the way.
Yes.
We're not going global dominance here. We're going after the auto workers union.
Yeah, we just want... he never explains anything.
No.
Of like, they just have a plan to where this guy, he runs a auto business, which is pretty much the Ford company, right?
Yeah.
It's called Holloway. And they have some little new, it looks I thought it was a Ferrari at first. Like an old Ferrari, but it almost looks like an old like Z328 or whatever with the little import Mazdas.
Looks like a cross between a Ferrari and a Pontiac Fiero.
Yeah, I see that.
Looks, you know.
So he has this car company, and they he wants to control the auto workers union.
Yeah,
association. Mm-hmm. That way he could do other stuff.
Yeah, this is our bad guy because he thinks that the auto worker association is the money and power behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. That he will never be the guy, like the front man.
Yeah.
But he'll be the kingmaker. He literally says, I'll be the kingmaker in this.
I mean, okay. This is Detroit.
Yes.
In the 80s.
Yes. It was very shocking to actually see it populated and look like a city.
But you got to think. I think Detroit, all they had was the motor.
Yeah. Company. Motor companies. Yeah.
Then once most of them moved out, the city fucking fell apart.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like one of the top 5 murder capitals in the U.S.
Yeah, yeah.
Doing real good. Old Lions there. I wonder if they rioted after they lost to the Chiefs.
Oh, jeez. There's a part in this where Action Jackson making a bet on... So it doesn't say what team they're making a bet on.
No.
But I knew instantly when he's like, yeah, they lost. It's Detroit Lions.
Mm-hmm. It's only $10.
Oh,
because he can't. He's a cop, right?
Yeah,
real coply cop.
I kind of like this movie.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It really wasn't. Like, Carl Weathers is a very charismatic person.
He is.
In an awful surrounding like this, it had a decent cast. You mm-hmm. had the bad guys played by Craig T. Nelson, which is Coach from the show. And then, of course, you had like Sharon Stone, and then there's a bunch of other like small time actors you see that they've still been around and they're in like every other TV show. There's a lot of them are in cop shows.
Yes.
Of course, a couple of the women in this are just gorgeous too. She, like Sharon Stone gets new to this.
Yeah.
I think she's 30 at the time, just beautiful. And then there's a singer named Vanity.
I'm pretty sure this was Sharon Stone's like first nude scene. In fucking Action Jackson.
I don't think so. Some of the film titles I looked at that she had before this, they were very promiscuous. So it's like that looks like a fucking like almost a borderline porno that she's in. So I'm guessing she probably had nude scenes before this. But yeah, Vanity was this singer chick. That also gorgeous in it.
Yeah.
Who plays a junkie that Carl Weathers falls in love with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or Jackson.
Yeah. All action. He turns that hoe into a housewife by the end.
Yeah. She's a heroin junkie. And he's just like,
literally,
it'd be okay.
Sucking dick for heroin.
and she's just like, hey, I'm ex-junkie now as the movie ends. And it's just like, oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, let's get married. Fuck. It's like, you, like an hour ago, she was shooting up. What do you mean ex-junkie? She's still fucking high.
Yeah. Literally an hour ago, she was blowing some dude in a fucking seedy hotel room for...
She's coming down off of high for like less than an hour ago. And then she's like, I guess she's clean now. Shit.
Yep.
Yeah. Fucking put a ring on it.
Oh, geez.
But she, her character is, she's a junkie slash mistress of the bad guys.
Yeah.
Works in this club. And she has a couple of scenes where she's singing and like pretty much nude on stage. And
yeah, her songs are not
good. They're bad. 80s music sucks. I'm sorry. Majority of 80s music sucks.
Not all 80s music sucks. It's just what they were banking on being these fucking romantic songs. They hurt my ears. They were bad.
They make sense. They're fucking weird. What was it?
One was about you distance. Can undress me.
Yeah, well, that was
or some shit.
Yeah, then the other one was she was singing solely for, I guess, it looked like she was doing like, she wasn't doing a debut because she obviously worked for the bad guy already.
No, she was doing a private show. Yeah, just a private for show, one person, just for him.
And it was Your Distant Eyes or some shit.
Yeah, your distant eyes.
Yeah,
like how fucking weird and out would you be?
I'm like, sure she's used to like it would make sense if she's like okay, this is our set and. You know, the boss man's like approves it, but
yeah,
it's not like, I don't know. It is a little weird,
but apparently this is just the thing they do. Like, I guess it's like a week, so many times a week or whatever. She comes and does a private set and then they go in the other office over there and shoot up and fuck.
I mean, it makes sense that she would do that.
Yeah.
But the rest of the band's got to be real fucking confused.
Yeah.
I was like, I guess they're getting paid.
We got to wait for this bitch to get done getting railed so we can get our cash. Okay.
And then she has a private bodyguard, old Big Joe, who's just like a heart of gold. And even though the bad guy pays him a salary, he's just like, I'm her protector and that's it.
Yeah.
I'm always going to protect her no matter what. Even though, I obviously don't work for you anymore and I'm trying to stop you.
See, but he wasn't though. All right. If you think about it, he was still just doing his job.
Yeah.
Because he was being paid to protect her regardless of the situation.
Do you think if your employer was paying you to protect somebody that you would protect them from them too? The person paying you?
I mean, maybe.
I just think he got honeypotted really hard. It was like, I'll do anything for this young girl.
Four or two.
Both.
Oh man, I loved him no selling Action Jackson's punches, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, because he was like, what did he say how much he weighed? 270?
I think it was a little more than that. I think it was like 280.
Still, he said 270, 280. Like, that's not that much.
Yeah, no,
no,
and he was just soaking those punches.
Yeah,
and smiled.
I don't care if you're like, you know, you could be a big guy like he, you know, but still a punch to the face is a fucking punch to the face.
Dude, if I hit you as hard as I could in the face and then you just smiled at me, I'd probably run away. I'd run away screaming.
Like Carl Weathers, he's coming off of Rocky. Like he's fucking built.
Yes.
And he's practiced boxing. You know he can fucking scrap. Like he knows how to throw a punch at least. At least even if just for the camera, he still knows how to throw a punch.
Yeah, we've seen him beat people up in this movie.
Yeah. Well, the whole movie. That's all he does.
Yeah.
They call him Action Jackson because he jumps in action and fucks everyone up and comes his way, I guess.
He's not allowed to carry a gun anymore.
Yeah.
It's not probably, sporting.
Probably murdered two people. Well, because it's no fun when you just pick up a gun and shoot them.
Right.
They die too quick.
Right. Exactly. Our bad guy is knocking off all the current leaders of the AWA.
Mm-hmm. Well, the ones that oppose him.
Yeah.
And he's going to kill the head of the AWA.
Even though the head of the AWA doesn't oppose him.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill him anyways for good measure.
Apparently, I don't get his motive. Apparently, he was talking about, I killed my wife. I killed my new wife, Sharon Stone, just because she fucking looked and talked to Action Jackson.
Well, and, I mean, you know.
And she probably, she overheard some shit too. But I mean, he could have turned that around.
Yeah.
That, trust me, she wasn't with him not for the money.
Right.
He's like, oh, she's a real good guy. You
it's
know?
Not because of his stunning good looks.
Yeah. I mean, he's a handsome guy, whatever, but like, it's
probably
of the
millions of dollars in his bank account.
Yeah. There's a big difference of like where they are on the fucking scale of looks.
Yep.
And, yeah, I get it. His child went to jail and his wife died mysteriously, even though he murdered her, he admitted later. He's a good guy. He's just not understood.
Yeah. You just don't understand him like I do, Action.
Yeah. He gives me everything I've ever asked for and all the penis I want.
I don't know. I bet he doesn't. I bet he doesn't do that last part because he's too busy over here banging bar lounge chick.
Well, I'm sure at first he was, you know, it was all about her, right?
Right.
And then, you know, you get bored. You gotta make moves.
Yeah.
There's a new flavor of pop in town.
Yeah.
Chocolate.
I was going to say ice cream, but you went with soda for some reason. So, yeah, vanilla Coke wasn't on the menu anymore.
Mm-mm.
You're right. I don't understand the motivations at all. None of it makes sense.
Mm-mm.
It seems infinitely easier to bribe all these guys.
Yeah.
Than to go on a fucking murder spree through the city and just hope nobody notices who you're targeting.
Well, they know after the second guy dies, like, okay, these people are being targeted.
Yeah.
The cops don't do anything about it.
Yeah, no. Not
it
at
never,
all.
It never shows them doing working any cases.
They never put like a fucking escort or a security detail on any leaders of the AWA.
No.
Because they're obviously all being targeted and knocked off.
Only two of them died mysteriously in explosions. Like, we don't really know yet, okay?
Oh, man.
It's not very obvious that the biggest motor company in the town has anything to do with this.
Ninjas.
But, yeah.
They're killing them with ninjas.
Ninjas that just appear. Like, they come in through windows and shit, right?
Yes. Like, and then disappear.
And then you turn your eye, you avert your eyes for half a second, and then they just fucking fade into the fucking shadows.
White hair metal ninjas.
Yes.
That have a single black friend.
Yep. It's just four non-looking ninja motherfuckers. Yeah. The whitest white bread, and then their black friend.
The flock of seagulls is going around fucking killing everybody in town. Yeah. Nobody notices.
And then they have the one actual guy that knows karate on their fucking squad.
Yeah.
Is the little henchman, his little bodyguard that follows the bad guy around.
Yeah.
And he never does anything. You never see the one time he's about to fight, he just gets shot in the face or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't fight him. He knows karate.
Yeah. None of these other fucking people actually know how to fight. I don't know. Apparently, Coach has some training, and his second wife is a martial arts expert / trainer. She's a karate instructor, so I'm sure he at least knows the basics.
Yeah, like this white guy doing martial arts was pretty jarring.
Yeah,
I'm just like, I don't like this. I don't like this at all.
That's definitely not his usual role.
You're not supposed to do this. You're supposed to just be like, I have a gun and shoot the protagonist.
No, you throw money at your problems.
Right.
Like you should be doing. You hire more goons.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He should have been bribing off some of the cops in the police department.
It's his training is literally just feed me another ninja.
Yeah. Bring in some Asian guy, that way I can beat him up and be like, I'm a master.
And then turn around after you beat him, be a bad sport and break his arm for shits and giggles.
After he concedes, it's like, hey, good job training, man. You know, this is fun sparring.
Oh, my God, my arm.
You snap his fucking arm.
For no fucking reason.
And then boot him out. You don't understand him like I do, okay? Yeah.
You don't understand him action. Apparently, he's not this guy.
Apparently that bitch was never in the same room with him to see anything he ever did, because everything he did was fucking evil.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm pretty sure this guy would murder his chef after every meal.
Dude, yes. Yes. 100%.
Just because that chef could probably cook better than him.
Not even that. It's probably just like, is this poisoned? No, you didn't even have the audacity to try to poison me. Kill that guy.
And I don't, even at the end of the movie, he's cornered and mm-hmm. caught. And instead of like coming up with a real plan to try to escape, he's just like, come on, Jackson, let's fight 1v1, man versus man. Which Jackson uses the same tactic earlier to obviously.
It doesn't work for someone. Jackson.
No.
Because that guy's not stupid.
Yeah. And then the junkie was sitting there just like, fucking shoot him, Jackson. Don't.
This fall is for it. It's the Arnold Schwarzenegger commando move.
Yeah.
Nah, you don't want to shoot me. You want to fight me. You want to beat me up.
Yeah.
You want to
stick me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's just like, shit, yeah, that's fucking up. Let's go. And then he immediately gets beat up and then it's like has to shoot the bad guy. Like,
he wasn't. Okay. So
he was getting his ass kicked. And okay.
Back and forth, right. But Jackson was getting the worst end of it. And then just like, I guess his limit gauge built up and he just like, limit break.
Yep.
And just beat the shit out of Coach. And then Coach is like, oh my God, I need my gun.
Yep. So Jackson shoots him.
Then it goes to like a quick draw between them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But even at that point, like, what's your escape plan after you beat Jackson?
You don't have one.
Like, you just want him to suffer because you're going to suffer anyways.
At this point, I was just like, he's trying to go through with a plan to take Lounge Singer Chick and overdose her.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And blame it on
Jackson.
And Jackson's...
Everybody knows it's not Jackson because Jackson is driving a fucking Ferrari up a flight of stairs.
Yeah, we're going to leave that out. After they confront him and then they stop the Jackson impersonator.
Yeah. Because,
you know, all black people look the same. Yes. And that's their plan.
That is their plan. Like,
we got a guy that kind of looks like Jackson. We're going to put his shirt on him.
This is why they have their token black friend.
Yeah. Yeah. Just so they can frame action Jackson and be like, well, that was him. It's a black guy. He had the same red shirt and sunglasses. Definitely him. He just shot all those fucking guys that we didn't like.
And his plan is racism.
Oh, it is. And then Jackson, they finally stop all these people. And then he steals the car and drives it up the stairs, which has a turn. It has a 90-degree turn.
Yeah.
And he just like ramps up that shit.
Drives through the bedroom door. And fucking slides the car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not even Vin Diesel himself could do this, okay?
Vin Diesel has not saved anybody like this yet.
Well, in the next movie, he's going up 90-degree turns on stairs.
Okay? But I was just like, why not just shoot her at this point?
Yeah.
Why are you still trying to fucking OD her and blame it on Jackson? Everybody is obviously not going to buy it at this point.
They even saw him holding her hostage.
Yeah. Yeah,
there's no plan anymore.
No, there hasn't been one for a while.
Even when he was going over all of his evil deeds, where he's talking about how he killed both his wives and, oh, my son's in jail. I'm probably going to have to kill him soon now also.
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's going to figure out I murdered his mom.
What? How?
I don't know. I'm sure there's, I don't know, what's that shit called? Evidence? I'm sure there's evidence that, you know, what are those people called? Investigators
no.
could find
no.
if they were doing, what's that other shit? Detective work.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's already
if all those things were coming together.
No. It's already been 2 years. They didn't give a shit. No one even mentioned it. He moved on and got remarried.
Yeah.
And his fucking, I don't know, wife, child molesting son or whatever got arrested.
Oh my God.
Whatever Jackson said.
I don't think Jackson didn't say exactly what he did.
He said he was sexually abusing women or some shit.
Something like that.
Yeah.
That's what I took it to mean, but I don't actually know what he did other than get the shit beat out of him by Action Jackson, apparently. No plan at all.
There's real no motives. I mean, the story is just like real dumb.
And the thing is he wasn't even going to install himself as the head of the auto workers union.
No, he had a potsy.
He had a stooge. Mm-hmm. Why not just pay bribe?
Unbribable.
Oh my God.
He's having lunch with that guy that was the current leader for some reason, the current head. I missed why they were having lunch.
To discuss their corruption.
That's what you think.
Yeah, that's what I know. That's why they're having lunch together.
But then they turn around and is like, I got to kill that guy. He knows too much.
And for what? Over fucking labor disputes or something that they never talk about? Mm-mm. We want to get our factory staff cheaper.
Yeah, we got to bring in more Mexicans in our staff. And
why the union?
I don't know.
I don't understand. Why not something that makes sense? Auto worker union does not have this much power.
It's not the union. They're association.
Well, they can't actually say auto workers union.
Yeah. There's a lot of that in here. Yeah. Although they start with a big fucking Ford plant in Detroit that they're showing.
Yeah.
And then they're like, that's not actually Ford. That's Holloway.
Yeah, it's either Ford or Chevy or something.
They show a big ass Ford symbol at the start of this movie.
Oh, yeah.
No, and then they had, instead of UPS, they had APS. So Jackson goes and picks up the singer / mistress / druggie.
Yeah, because he wants to question her about what's going on with Holloway.
And then they're going back to his place. And at this point, Holloway's already murdered his wife and put her at Action's house and to frame him. So yes. All the cops are looking for him. So he immediately runs off and hides and goes back to this chick's place.
They gave us one last look at Sharon Stone's dead titties.
Mm. Tragic. What a waste. And then when they get there, her house is rigged to explode. And I was like, why are they killing her? They don't know that she's talking to Action yet. But apparently, right. He was like, I just got to get rid of her anyway. It's just she's fucking, I don't know.
But why?
No reason. There's no reason he's killing any of these fucking people.
I know. So he kills his wife and takes her fucking ring off. And I was saying, in my mind, I'm just like, oh, he wants Black Singer chick to be his new lady, mm-mm, right?
No.
Or, you know, he immediately tries to kill her too.
Yeah.
And the thing is she's trying to kill her before he would ever even think that Action Jackson took her.
Yeah.
Because it takes time to plant a fucking bomb, right?
Yeah, he literally says, I just got to take her out too.
So this is premeditated from days before.
Yeah.
I don't fucking get it.
I don't know either.
I don't get it at all. It's so stupid. Didn't I say I liked this movie?
I mean, it was entertaining for the most part. But like I said, the plot just doesn't make any sense.
Not at all. I don't understand. Like, what was she going to say to anybody?
He gives me drugs, and then we have sex, and I sing for him alone.
Well, if she ever tries to say that, that's when she can disappear. But she's not tried to say that yet.
No.
Right now, she's a loyal heroin addict.
Yeah. Yeah. She wants her fix.
Yes. She wants her fix and his money.
No, man. He probably found out she's not doing it anymore, okay? She's now clean.
Yeah.
Because it's been 10 minutes since she took another hit.
Oh, God, dude. It scrambles my brain.
Yeah.
But for some reason, he tries to kill her. I don't know. I can't even fathom a reason why.
She's seen my penis. Just like my son and my other wives.
Just like my son and my other wives.
They seen my penis, they gotta go. I can't spread the truth.
You think his penis is a bald spot too?
Yeah.
Oh man, he's a fucking sex symbol, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking karate master.
Yeah.
Built.
Fucking beat up that small fucking Asian dude.
Bald motherfucker.
He still had hair in this, okay?
Oh, barely. I tell you though, I do like that most of the people that Action Jackson, the Carl Weathers is playing off of here are stuntmen.
Mm-hmm.
So when they actually do have fights, the fights don't look bad.
No.
Because they're all stuntmen.
That's mostly just hand-to-hand boxing
games. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It all looks pretty good. Yeah. It's not like goofy or over the top, really.
No. I mean, the only thing...
There are goofy over the top things.
The ninjas. The ninjas just, they come in and then, they just meld in the shadows and then they randomly reappear. Like, the guys in the first scene is, like, shooting the walls and shit. Like, you think they're hiding in the bookcase? Like, what are you shooting at? And then they start pushing the desk. And then it's like, oh, they're not actually behind the desk. They're, like, they're coming through the ceiling. They're literally all around him somehow in the shadows. But then whenever they actually fight him, they're running around with gas cans and they explode automatically upon touch. Like everything else in the 80s movie, an 80s action movie, anything that says flammable will explode immediately.
I keep in my mind, I keep just going back to, y'all are white. Stop that. Stop disappearing. You can't do that.
Camera magic, bro. They can do it all they want. But I expected like a cool ninja fight because these are the invisible fucking assassins.
Nope.
And then when he finally fights him, he's just like, oh, I'm just going to shoot you with a rocket launcher. A grenade launcher. It's like, what?
Yeah.
None of them, they all forgot how to use their powers. You know what? I think my theory is correct. Every time he fights them, it's during the day. And every time they use their ninja powers to disappear and stone and meld up, it's at night.
Their ninja powers only work at night?
Yep.
I can see that.
100%.
At the end of this, we've killed most all the union bosses. The other union boss got shot, like, a little off target, so he might live.
The corrupt one that they were going to put in the head? I'm pretty sure they got dead.
Oh.
They shot him with, like, a bow through the heart. the guy threw a knife at him.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Oh, no. He's totally dead. Yeah. You're right. I totally forgot. So they shot him, mm-hmm. but the shot was off.
Mm-hmm.
So the other dude that was literally just standing beside him in the party whips out a butterfly knife and just throws it into his chest.
Yeah.
You're right. 100%. That guy's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Very dead.
They use the power of electricity a lot in this movie, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They use lights to electrocute the guy to get him out of the tree. The fake Action Jackson. Then they kick the other guy into a power outlet box. And, as we all know, you instantly die when that happens.
Yeah. Electricity is brutal.
Yeah. Because if you fall into your breaker box, slightly, you're instantly dead,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that we've killed every head of the Autos Worker Union, it's probably very helpful because these guys were all fucking corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
And now the AWA gets to elect a new board of trustees. So,
probably just as corrupt, though.
I mean, they won't be at first.
Nah.
It takes time to build up this much corruption. So for the next couple of years, the AWA is going to be doing gangbusters. Their benefits packages are going to be amazing. But then Detroit is going to go under.
Yeah.
And the entire city is going to go out of business.
We already know the conclusion of this.
Yes.
It fails. Yes. I mean, maybe not the Auto Workers Association or union.
But Detroit.
It will live on. But Detroit.
It fails. I want to like this.
I mean, like I said, Carl Weathers is great. There's some beautiful women. I like most of the supporting cast. All the cops are fucking useless in this.
Carl Weathers' lines are just good.
Yeah.
I just like them. It's like, just him.
Yeah.
He's smooth, man.
Even
there's
so like cheesy
smooth.
Jokes and stuff, and he still pulls it off.
Yeah.
And it's sad. It's sad that he's not around anymore.
Yeah. This movie would not have worked without him.
No, you put like Arnold in a row and this would be another fucking Commando all over again.
Yeah. People out there would argue that this movie didn't work with him in the role either, but
yeah, well,
it definitely was not going to work without him. He's good. He's good.
He's the only cop in that force that is useful or does anything except for arresting like pickpockets.
Right.
And they can barely do that apparently.
What do you really think about it?
It was enjoyable. I think it's worth a watch.
Yeah.
You kind of see where his career starts. I mean, this is after Rocky, This is where he's kind of going out on his own.
It's really his first solo, I think.
Yeah.
It's his first solo that I can think of.
Yeah. It's his first, movie that I could tell you of his where he was a leading star.
Yeah.
There might have been a couple other smaller roles, but where, you know, smaller movies at least.
Yeah, before this, the only things I can think of him in is literally just Rocky and Predator.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I would definitely say watch this. This is it's unique.
Yeah.
I'll give it that. You're never going to watch anything like this. It's a very different movie.
Yeah.
It's a very different movie.
It's definitely wild. And honestly, the whole movie comes together with one fucking hairstylist telling you everything about the bad guy.
Yeah.
And just all he goes to this hotel, this like shit fucking hotel in the middle of Detroit that's run by this like Cajun hick or something. This, and the only old talk about it is, you know, and I don't understand anything he's saying. You know, yeah, you know, we're going up there, fucking that old girl there. You know what I'm saying?
I
could barely understand this fucking guy. He's supposed to be Southern. He goes to this hotel with this like fucking hillbilly where he's laying low.
Yeah.
Even though his fucking car gets jacked, they take the fenders and that doors totally and everything. Totally not
an illegal hotel.
Yeah. That guy tells him to go talk to this chick because he runs out of leads, right? He's like, go talk to the old chick over there at the hair salon.
Yeah.
And she's like an oracle. She's like the oracle from The Matrix.
Dude, some people hear everything.
I get, okay, maybe hair salons talk, you know, they hear shit, right?
Yeah.
It's just like
well, the first person he goes to or tries to go to is the guy at the local pool hall / bar.
Yeah, his ball's been cut off, he's dead.
Yeah.
But
he's another one of those kind of guys that just fucking hear everything.
Yeah. She's not cutting hair for any of these fucking white guys.
No. She's cutting hair for all their wives.
Do you think those guys had wives?
Maybe.
The assassin.
They're fucking somebody.
Nah, man.
Maybe that white girl. Maybe not the assassin crew.
Even bad guy's wife, Sharon Stone, is not getting her hair cut here. There's no way.
I mean, I don't know, man.
This is like 8 Mile fucking neighborhood, like barbershop. It has a type, Danny. This is like Ice Cube's fucking barbershop. Okay.
Oh, this is Queen Latifah.
Queen Latifah runs this fucking shop. Yeah. But this woman knows everything and tells his entire life story of the bad guy, even though he's a cop. He's a detective. He probably looked into all this shit and knew none of this information about why, like all the shit he's done and what he's doing and everything he plans. Just like fucking a narrator coming over the prompt in the middle of the movie.
Do you want the movie to continue or not?
You're right. I was real confused at that point. I had no idea what was going on.
God bless that lady.
Apparently.
Anyways. That was your only complaint with this movie?
Oh, no. I mean, but yeah. It has its issues. But overall, you know, it's entertaining.
Yeah, I kind of love this.
I guess that's about it. Anything else you want to add?
No, not really.
You got to be a cop or a queer. I don't know. What of them?
Well, I ain't a cop.
No, that's not what he said. Get out of my room. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Make sure you like, subscribe, hit the thumbs up, all the buttons.
Yep.
Leave a comment or something.
Yeah. Something like that.
We'll catch you next time.
See you later, guys.